Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalet. Nun Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Das, Gula Il and Ishmael David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai, who his yard site is later on in the week. Okay, bottom line. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bira, Amar Rav Yehuda. Yirmiyah Bira says in the name of Rav Yehuda, Haiman, again, we're talking about how you acquire the property of a ger. A ger who doesn't have any relatives. The guy becomes a ger. It's a wonderful thing. It comes in the Kanvei Shechina, but he doesn't have any relatives. All his old relatives, when he was a guy, are not considered his relatives. Biologically, they still are, of course, but halachically, they're not. And he never got married. He didn't get married yet. Didn't have a shidduch yet. So he died. So all his property becomes hefker. So the halacha is, let's say, Haiman, the Shada, Lifta, Bepili, the Aradiger. You took a, what's a pili? A turnip. You took a turnip. And you threw it into one of the cracks in the property of the ger. Right? And how did it grow? It grew it out because the rain fell. And it grew. Nothing to do with you. You didn't do a thing. You didn't do one act of acquisition. All you did was throw the seed over there. Lo havi chazaka. That's not a chazaka. My timer, why not? The bottom line is, you know why not? Because they didn't do anything. Now, what do you mean I didn't do anything? I put a seed over there. Yeah, but you didn't do anything. Why not? Because the be'idna, the shada, at the moment when you threw it, lo have shivcha. That didn't cause any improvement. It takes time. Hashta to kashavach. Now that it started to improve, now it started to grow, that's memela kashavach. That happened by itself. It had nothing to do with you. Now, you mentioned something yesterday. There's a, let's look at the first Rashbam, because we have time. The Rashbam says, the Shada Lifti Bepili. Hopefully, you asked a question yesterday, which I hope that this Rashbam will emphasize the answer. Shazara Lefes, you planted Lefes. The Rishon go to town over here. Why does it have to be in a crack? I can't just be on the right? That's what the Gemara says. The Shada Bepili. What? What if there's no, what if you just drop it onto the ground? Also didn't do anything. Why does it be a crack? Why did the Gemara say that? Okay, so right. No, the pasha is we're trying to find a case where your mom doesn't do anything. Right. So the shada zera lefes pesach in the kaim shalkarka, you planted a lefes in the cracks of the ground, hager of the ger, velo kisa afar. You didn't cover it with earth. Velo asa klum. You didn't do anything. Ki im zrikas lefes pesach acharitz, except for throwing the seed over there. You didn't do a thing. Lo havi chazaka. That's not a chazaka. Shari lo asa shum tikkun bekarka. You didn't do any improvement. Uva ashlacha zera bekarka, throwing a seed, ain't a maisa. That's not a maisa. Ella im kain zareya, unless you plant it. Ve'achakach michsehu. Then you have to cover it. You have to do something. Ba'af al pi. Shagadah halefes. Even though the seed grows, the turnip grows. V'nishash bekarka hayom. And it gets a root. Hayom ulamach. And tomorrow, meila havetik hashabach. That happens by itself. That happens by itself. It has nothing to do with you. The low here. This is your question you have from yesterday. The low dummy larafak beporta. Demaisa ka'avid beguf hakarka umashaber hakarka miyad becharisha zu. This is not like doing a small act of acquisition, where you do get acquire the property. It's not the same thing. The chain temed la maya, or you had something with water. Darmin la el harimashke sasade umenage vesakarka. Aval hai maika oven. What'd you do over here? We're going to see at the bottom of the page. Even if you stick one hole into the ground, What have you done? You've prepared it. That's the difference. Vachilas halefes nami ena chetzak. Eating it, that's also nothing, right? Dachilas peiros eno kone. Eating the peiros is not kone. Velo havi chazaka liknos shari'ena osa belakina belakita saperos. You didn't do anything gathering. Velo bachilasam shum tikkun bekarka. The key is everything. Nothing you're doing is with the karka. The shehidoma lanal gadav aparetz. It's nothing like nal gadav aparetz. That's what you bothered with that yesterday, right? You could be there. You could sit there all day long. You have to do a maisa to the land. Throwing a seed is not a maisa. It's not a ticket to the karka, but it shows up in the owner. Right? I don't eat in your house. I don't go to your kitchen in the morning and pull out cereal and sit down and eat. I don't do that. Right? So, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm eating the thing. That's nothing to do with the lamp. That's exactly his point. Right? You can be the big shot. You didn't do anything to the lamp. Okay. Right? Because yesterday you were bothered. What's the difference over here by Nitzah Hager? Right? The answer is here, you have to do a mitzvah to the land.
Not that many cases that would come about if you have a piece of property that's a heifer.
Right. It's the only way it can happen.
Exactly. Unless somebody says it's heifer, that doesn't happen.
Right.
If you have an example, it's
urgency to be conscious of someone else.
Exactly. Because when the ger dies, the maid rushed to his land.
Exactly. Everybody knows.
First one who gets there. Right, so didn't we say, doesn't there a Rashi that it says that it goes to the Kahanim?
I thought we were all learning this. Yeah. I thought the same thing, but doesn't I didn't say something. Doesn't nobody say
I thought that was one of the Matanas Kahuna. Didn't there a Rashi that says that? We have to look it up. Anyway, obviously, I don't know, put that Rashi, it's a Rashi, there's a Parsha Shlach or Korach, one of those two Parshas, talk about the Matanas Kahuna. I thought Dikhtiya Ger was one of the Matanas. Anyway, okay, whatever, be that as it may, assuming not like that. The key is the land. Okay, the whole daf is going to say the same exact thing. Amar Shmuel, Haiman de Pashach Dikla Adaite de Dikla. If somebody clears, prunes a tree, if they do it, Adaite de Dikla, because they want to improve the tree, Kani, de Kone, Adaite de Chiyusa, if you do it because you want to get some animal food, so you're going to cut off some palms, whatever, and some fruit over there, you're going to feed it to the animals. Lo kani, you're not kona. We don't say over here it's a psik resha. Well, I improved the tree. What's the difference of my kavana is? We don't say that. Your kavana is vital. So if you walk into someone else's land and you're cutting off an apple because you want to give it to your dog, it's not going to be an active acquisition. But if you're doing it because you want to improve the tree, want to make the tree better, that will be. It's a heichi dummy. How are you supposed to know? How do you know what the guy's intentions are? So it's very simple. Shaka mehaigisa. If you improve the tree proportionally from this side, from that side, you make it look nice, then adaite de dikla. You obviously do it because you want the tree to look better. Kula michad gisa, if you just grab from one side, obviously you don't care about the tree. Adaite de chiyusa, you're doing it because of the, obviously you're doing it because of for other reason. If you feed animals, whatever, pick any reason you want. Come on, pick feeding animals because it was a common thing. You chose you don't care about the tree, why? Because if you care about the tree, you do it more uniformly. The fact that you didn't do that shows you don't care about the tree. Make sense? Good?
Yeah, I can't imagine the scenario. The guy's rushing to acquire the field. Like he says, I'm just going to feed my animals.
Right. No, he wasn't rushing to acquire the field. I don't want this field. This field is a piece of junk. Yeah, I'll take some apples. That'll do.
That's the whole point.
Right? Then when he comes home, his wife says, did you get the field of the gear? Nah. What? I told you should get it. So he runs to bed and I acquired it. I took some apples off, right? And then we say, no, you didn't acquire it. That wasn't an active acquisition. You did it. It was clear that you weren't interested in making the tree better. Therefore, the guy who came after you gets it, right? That's how the scenario would play out, right? Vamar Shmuel. Shmuel says another thing. Haiman dezachi zichia. If somebody is pulling up the weeds, right? You're pulling up weeds again. Adaita da ara. Right? Is that what it means? Yeah. Adaite de ara. If you do it because you want the land to look better, then kani, then you're going to get it. But adaite de TV, if you're just doing it for firewood, again, lo kani, you're not going to be kona. Hey, chidami, how do you know? How someone's supposed to know? Again, shako rav reviv zutre. If you take the big ones and the little ones, take everything. Right? Why? Because you want the field to look nice. So you start improving, start taking everything off. Then I died to the ara. You're obviously doing it because you want the land to look better. Shakal ravervi. You're going to take the big ones. The shavak zutri. You leave the little ones. So the field doesn't look so good. The big ones I took because I'm going to make it for a nice firewood. The little ones, I don't need those. Then obviously I died to the tzivi. You're doing it for firewood. You don't need the little firewood pieces. Here's the big one. Doesn't show you doing anything about the land. Right. Okay. Same exact thing. 1 minute. Yeah. Vamar Shmuel. Another one. Hi, man. The uskil tikla, if somebody is taking off the, what is this, what?
Obstacles.
Right. Adaite de ara. Again, if you're doing it for the land, kani, you will acquire the land. Adaite de bedari, If you're doing it because you want to make a threshing floor, a temporary threshing floor here, right? So I'll just clear off some debris or some mounds or some holes. I'll just make a knife, take it out. Then, lo kani, you're not kona. Now, we're talking about a temporary threshing floor. The Rosh Bam points out, if you're making a permanent threshing floor, ain chazaka gadola mizu. I've just changed this field into something else. No bigger chazaka than that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I have nowhere to go. I'll go over here. Am I trying to acquire this land? No. I just need a spot. I need some area. I heard the Gerard died. I'm not interested in this land. I have nothing to do with it. But I got to clear off some space. I need some space. So I clear off quickly. That's not an acquisition. Hey, Chidami, how do you know? How do you know what the guy's intentions are? Again, Shakal, how do you read this? Shakal, Mulya, Ushada, Binatza. If every time there's a heap, you fill up the hole. In other words, you make everything uniform. Adaita da'ira. Obviously, you're doing it because you want the land to look better. Mulya b'mulya, v'natza b'natza. Or, but, if you have, mulya is a heap, and natza is a hole. If you have the heaps, and you keep on having heaps, and there are holes, and you keep on having holes, and all you do is the shortcut ways to get it as uniform as possible, not really making it feel better, then obviously, that's the beidari. You're doing it because you want to have just some kind of threshing floor, some kind of... Temporary business over there. Temporary. That's not going to make a chazaka. Right. Oh, so somebody said, the Rashbam says somewhere, where does he say it? That really you're ruining the karka. This is a ruining of the karka.
How?
What?
How?
Where does he say that? I'm never going to find where he says that. He says it in one of these. Here it is. Found it. It's in the Rashbam of Beit Dari. You see Beit Dari? I don't know. It's halfway in those wide lines over there. It's very in the beginning of a line. It's in the beginning of a line. See it? The Beit Dari? Gorin. It's a threshing floor. Ladush sham tvua. To thresh tvua. The kivan karka zech lecharisha omeid. Since this land is really supposed to be plowed. Velo le gorin. Why are you making the threshing floor there? It's a perfectly good land to plow. And even if after you make it to a goren, you can still plow and plant over here. Nimta she'ein goren zekan kiyim kilkel. The goren is just you're ruining it. Ve'ein zeh mesakin asada kiyim akalkel. This is not an improvement to the land; it's ruining the land, right? V'chol tikkun, any tikkun shesofo listor. That really is only destroying. Enu ela kilkel, that's only kilkel. Umeyakara lo masakinu, it's not considered sakin. Velo dami lenol v'gadar v'rafik v'porta v'ashkot mayim shekol tvar malolu. All those things ain't sofon l'sasron. That doesn't destroy the land. Only makes it better. Here you're taking prime real estate and you're making nothing out of it. It's supposed to be used for plowing. What, you're putting up something to polish shoes? You want to thresh some wheat? You destroy the land. Aval Gorin Zesopal Kalkal. The main purpose of this land is to plow. Anything less than that is considered ruining it. Aval Ibrat Alasal Shram Gorin Kavua, Laolam. You want to build a warehouse over here, a silo? The Nirbainai Dikani. That would be good. There's no greater active acquisition than that. Right? So for 6 months now, I'm going to ruin this land. That's not an acquisition. That's not a chazaka. That's not a kinyan. Okay, next.
The minute you fill up a hole, why do you look at all his actions? The minute you fill up a hole, you've improved the ground.
No, so we say the whole thing. The minute I take an apple off a tree, I'm making the tree better, no? I would say, yeah. I'm pruning it. You'd probably be, now I'll do that on Shemitah. Now I'll do that. Now I'll prune trees. I only did it for other reasons, right? So we say over here, your kavana is vital. The Rashbam says that also.
That's interesting.
What? Right, what? Right, so the Rashbam says that again. If you look at the Rashbam, a few lines before the line, in the skinny lines of the Rashbam, the bottom, almost where they get wide. Adaita de chiyusa. You see what's adaita de chiyusa? Adaita de chiyusa when you did it for the animals. If you did it because you want to feed animals, you didn't have kavana for the tree, umihu. But the kitas ha'anafim, when you take branches or stuff off the tree, your intentions are to make the dekel stronger. It doesn't work. Right? Why? Because you're taking it off for the animals. The bottom line is the tree gets improved. Since you don't intend that, it's not like you're putting a lock or you're doing some improvement. It's not a chazaka. You must have kavana. It's like being machzik without kavana. Now, v'chi ka'amar mischaver ani litos b'lakita zu. I wanted to acquire it by taking food for the animals. Harehu k'mish holech bashok. It's like someone who goes to the street, v'amar, and says, "Rotani lahachzik b'tzad deploni b'dibu v'lo ma'isa." Would that work? Lo havi chazaka. That would never work. Why? The tardibi. You need two things. She asked a tikkun b'karka b'yadayim. You have to do an act. But also tikkun yehi mischaven l'shem tikkun k'dei l'hazik, and you have to have kavana, right? That's a great point Rashba makes. I walk in the street. I want to buy that piece of land. So you own that piece of land? No. Right? I took an apple off. So what? Rashba compares it to. He compares it to. That's just you're just talking. It's never going to work. Why? Because kavana is vital.
When it comes to certain things,
kavana, we don't care. It comes to Shabbos. Well, I only took the apple off because I was hungry. I didn't want to do the Aveira, so we say we don't care about that. Right? You took the apple off, right? When it comes to Shabbos, we don't care. When it comes to this, we do.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Kavana to buy and sell? Yeah.
No, so you sell, you buy the field, and you take approval.
Ah, so that's what you said yesterday. So that may be different. Because that itself is a kinyan. The transfer of the deed. The transfer of the shark could be a kinyan. That we said that yesterday. Right? That's what you were bothered with, the same thing yesterday. Right? He's making a good point. If you're buying the land, no gimmick, no tricks. I'm buying land from you. But I might not need all these rules. Why? Because the transfer of the shtar is that alone. We're going to have another base. We don't hold... We money, we don't care about money in Jewish law. We know that already. Right? Only...
By walking the property after you get a shtar, right?
What? Yeah.
Okay, but I don't think you can do that by...
Oh, we're going to get to that. Okay, let's keep on going.
So chatrin and chazaka depends on who's the situation.
Exactly, exactly. It's not all chazakas are created equally. Right, absolutely. The Amar Shmuel, Haiman, the Pazach Maya Ba'ara, you open up a duct, some kind of water duct on the land. So Adai did the Ara, if you did it to make the land better, to make the land fertile and wet and good for crops, Kani, obviously going to be Kona. Adaita the Kivri, you just did it to trap some fish, low Kani, you're not going to be Kona. Hey, Chidami, again, how do you know? So, Pasach, Trey, Bubby, if you made two openings, Chad Ma'ayel, Chad Ma'atik, one for the water to go in, one for the water to go out, Adaita the Kivri, you're obviously doing it to trap some fish. Why? Because letting the water escape. But Chad Baba, Adaita the Ara. If one opening, obviously you want the water to stay in there and keep the water and keep the land wet. That obviously is an act of acquisition. You just want the water to pass through traps of fish? Obviously not. Next one. Hahi itza, there was a woman. Listen to this. Dachla dikla, she ate dekels, bepishichisa, what's bepishichisa? What does that word mean?
Moving branches.
Oh, by moving branches around? Tleis hashinin, for 13 years. Asa hahu, this one guy came. Asa hahu, guy came. Rafik tusie purta. And he did a little digging by the base of the tree. Right? Also, look at the Levi. They come in front of Levi. Some say they came in front of a Rukva. Ukmi biyode. They awarded the tree to this guy. She's been there for 13 years. And they awarded the tree to the guy. Why? Because he didn't act as acquisition. Also, katzavcha kamesh. She comes screaming. What are you doing? Amalei. So Levi or Marukva says to her, Maya avidlach, what should I do for you? Lo ichazikas kemechze inshe. You didn't do a chazaka like normal people do chazakas. You never did. I don't care how many years goes by. You never did. Because why? Because you only took from one side of the tree. For 13 years you've been doing this. That's not a uniform way of treating trees. Obviously, you never get made a valid chazaka. This guy constantly does a valid thing. I gave it to him. What should I tell you? Right? Amar Rav. Rav says, Hatzad Tzura B'nechse Hager. What? I'm sorry. Hatzar Tzara B'nechse Hager. If somebody paints a portrait on a Nechse Hager, right? Kana, he gets it. Right? Look at the Rashbam. Hatzar Tzara. What does Rashbam say? Tzuras Chaya O Oaf. An animal or an oaf? Everybody goes to town over here, because you know when you go, sometimes you have these rebbeim who say you're not allowed to draw pictures of anything. It's all usher, right? Set the entire dibros. Not allowed to draw anything. Doesn't the Rashbam say over here hatzar chaya oof? The Rav did that. The Halig Rav did that, right? What? So he did it only as a did it for a mitzvah. So he's going to cause a problem because. Based on this line here in the Gemara, it's fascinating. I spent 2 minutes on it because it's so interesting. Basically, the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Meir, who's quoted in the Mordechai, these were shown him, they said that you're allowed to draw birds and animals. That's not an Isser, after all. Halig Rav did it, right? No, there's not a problem. Now, there is a Mechilta that says, you're not allowed to do that. There is a mechilta that says you're not allowed to draw anything. Animals, birds, grasshoppers, right? Tavnis kol behema, us. What?
Many people hold that way.
I know. So the Mordechai says that mechilta is only talking about it if you make something three-dimensional. If you make something two-dimensional, just on a picture, kids are drawing, that's not a problem. Three-dimensional, where it sticks out, where it has depth to it, that's a problem, even for animals. That's how the Mordechai gets out of that mechelta. The Beis Yosef says, no, when it comes to animals, there's no Isser at all, even if they're three-dimensional. Right? What's Usser? People, sun and the moon and the stars. Only that's Usser.
Where does he get that from?
What?
Where does he get that from?
That's what he says. Where does he get that from? Yes, it is the pasuk. The pasuk says, actually, what? No, it's not the sixth parsha.
It's not this one?
No, he says the Beis Yosef says all the pasukim. It's in the Seres Dibros. It says Losasal Chapetel. Now called Tumuna. What does the rest of that pasuk say? But there's a pasuk in Devarim that says Tavnis Kol Behema Asher Ba'aretz Tavnis Kol Tzipor Kanaf. Doesn't say that in Devarim. The way he answers it, the only time it's usher to do that is if you're doing it for a Avodah Zarah. That's the answer. If you're doing it for a Avodah Zarah, it's usher. That could explain Rabbi Gamliel. Right. That's what I said. The heavens, the celestial things, you're not allowed to do. Man, you're not allowed to pay man. But then, the Beis Yosef said, that's only for a Avodah Zarah. Right? Or he says, Or he says, but what? What does he say?
Because it says
Pesel, right. It has to be three-dimensional. Carved, right. So either, so now we have to be, I don't know how the Lach HaLamayis, I don't know how to pass the Lach HaLamayis position. The Beis Yosef says that if it's all mutter, unless you're doing it either for Avodah Zarah, or he says, same idea, the Goyim worship it. So others say no. The Rishbam is medaktik. He only said Chai or Oth. And that's mutter, but man or the sun and the moon, that's still usher. So it's a machlokas. How we paskin? Not sure. You have to ask your local rabbi. Anyway, the Rav lo kani leginta de bei Rav ela betzursa. The only way Rav ever acquired property from a ger was by making drawings
on the walls.
On the wall. Right, no, on the wall.
He takes it from the Gemara yesterday or 2 days ago with making the plaster.
Right, so, but that was painting. This is a picture. That was just paint. It's a picture.
Right.
Same idea. This would say it's even. This, I would say it's even. What is this? That's why it's here. Such a chiddush.
No,
what I made a picture of a I made a picture of a cow and I got it.
No, because what he's doing is he's making improvement on a wall.
Right. So he's, I own it. Right, I won't do that in your house. I'll do it in my house. Right. Okay, Itmar. Next. Sada hamisuyemes b'mitzareha. If a land has surrounded by boundaries, so there are basically what it means. Land that has boundaries. So, in other words, all the land is demarcated. There's a line up over here. This land, a boundary. Land and a boundary. So says the Gemara, Amar Vuna Marav, Kivan Jehichish Ba Machish Echad Konakula. Once you stick the hoe, once you stick a shovel into the ground, you get the whole field. Why? Because since it has a boundary, so there's an end to the land. The land ends over there. So by me putting a shovel in over here, I get that whole land. But I got to walk in every single inch of the land? No. If it wouldn't have a boundary, I wouldn't say that. Why? Because I don't know where the land ends. Nah, it doesn't go on forever, right? It doesn't go on the whole world. It ends somewhere, but I don't see the end. I don't know where it ends. So you can't acquire something you can't see the whole thing. You don't know where it ends by sticking a shovel to the ground over here. There's a boundary over there, but me sticking a shovel in over here, I get the whole thing. That makes sense. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel also makes sense. No, lo kana el makom b'chishu b'vat. No, you get that spot. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't make a difference. You have to acquire the whole land. Yeah, we're going to see what you do. Yes, we're going to see. So the Rashba asked that question. The Rashba said, wait a minute. Didn't we just say that if you take a lock, you close a door, you put... What's with Shmuel? It's a Mishnah. Shmuel's not going to Mishnah. Right? Basically your question. So the Rashba answers, no, because over there, there's a toelis in what you're doing. There's a toelis to me buying a lock and locking the door. That shows the whole thing is mine. What is sticking the shovel over here? Toelis over there. Therefore, Shmuel says, it's not going to work. Okay?
According to the note over here,
yeah.
By Shmuel's thing is only by owner's property. If you own the property, putting a lock on the door is good enough.
Oh, so it's a different answer. Right. That's partial. So, v'she'enim it's the MS b'mitzareha, but if there is no boundary, ad kama, how much? Right? This question is only according to Rav. It's according to Shmuel, it makes no difference. So, Amar Rav Papa, but Papa says, k'da'azel tayra d'shuri v'hadar. The amount it takes for the oxen to walk there and back. When the oxen walk there and back, then you get it. Now, make sense? Doesn't make sense. It's a whole toss, gigantic. They ripped this shita apart. The Achrushon. This is Rashbam's shita.
Why?
Because it shouldn't say. What do you mean? Ad kama. It should say big kama. Yeah, that's right. What do you mean? Ad kama. Until how much? What does that mean? It should say big kama. With how much? No. How much? Going there and back. Why do you have to go back? Well, that's another kasha yet. Why do the oxen have to go back? Once you walk across, you get the whole thing. You have to walk back. I have a whole other plan how to read this Gemara. Very complicated.
That's the way of
plowing? No. Well, no, we're not talking about plow. We're talking about showing ownership. So, I understand. I stick a shovel over here, like the Rashba said, what's a toelis? No, but I walked across the whole length of my field. What would I have to do? I have to walk back. Right? It's a whole... But that's Pasha Pshat. We'll leave it at that. Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Nikse Ovid Kochavim, Hare Ein Kimidbar. The possessions of a guy are like the desert. What does that mean? Kolamachzit behen zacha behen. Whoever grabs them first, gets them. My timer. Why? What that means? Rashbam explains. You know what this means? I buy land from a goy. Now, I paid the goy in cash. We know that the goy, he's happy. He's halfway down to Atlantic City by now. He got the cash. But the deed is coming in the mail. So I didn't get the deed yet. So in halacha, I didn't really acquire the property yet. But the goy, he's already happy. Now, I'm waiting for the deed to come. You come and start now plowing in this field. Who gets the field? You get the field. I pay for it. Yeah, but you got it first. My timer. Oved kochavim, a guy, mechimati zuzi liade. Once he gets the money, istalak lay, he's gone. He's gone. Yisrael, lokani, ad-demati shtar liade. Yisrael doesn't get it until he gets the shtar. You come in the middle, you're going to get it. Now, of course, Rashbam says, if you do that, you're a Rasha. You're a Rasha, but you'll get it. Oh! Ah, harei harein kibidbar, v'chalamachz v'hem zachaben. Only a bailer of Yosef. V'yom ha-shmuel hachi? What are you talking about? V'am ha-shmuel, dina da v'chuzadina. Can't do that. Can't behave like that. Umalka amar, the king said, lo likni ara elabigarta. You can only get in land with a star. What's going on here? So it's really number one owns it. Now, Amalei says Rabbi Yosef back, Ana lo yadana. I don't know how to answer that kasha. That I don't know. Right? I don't know how to answer Shmuel. Because on the one hand, Shmuel said, Dino de Machuzadina. On the other hand, he said that the guy number two, Dunkston, gets it. You're a Russia. Shkoyach, you still get the land. You're a Russia, but you're a millionaire.
Dino de Machuzadina, there's a problem with this.
What?
Because the reason why the king's doing it is because it now belongs to the king.
No.
Yes,
no.
It does. Because you have ownerless property. If you go inside over there and put a chazak inside, now it belongs to you.
No, I'm not talking about ownerless now. I'm talking about someone sold it. The guy sold it to a Jew. The guy sold to a Jew, got the cash, the Jew paid in cash, the guy's on his way to Atlantic City, now someone else comes and takes it. What did Shmuel say? Number two win, number two wins. Says Abai, what do you mean? That's Dilema
Chuzadina. It can't be on owner property.
Yeah, it is, owner property.
Why would that be a non-Jew?
Yeah. So the king said, that's not how you, look, the king has law and order also. That's the whole purpose of Dilema Chuzadina. You have to have law and order in a country. It's not Hefker.
Yeah, but you can do both of them.
What? No, it's not a Hefker. So the king decided in that country that you can't just walk in and take someone's land. You have to have a document. That makes sense.
The document is because it's owner.
No, it's not ownerless. So, I know lo yadana. That I don't know how to answer. I don't know how to answer Shmuel. But I'll tell you one thing. But Uvdahave, Padura Dura, there was a story like this. Yisrael, the Zavan Ira, Me'obekachavim, he bought land from a goy. For Asi Yisrael Lachmina, another guy came. While the deed's coming in the mail, Rafik Bey Porta, he worked on the land. Asal came into Yehuda, Ukubiyad the Shini. He came to Yehuda, he gave us a guy number two. So he answers back, Amalei, Dur Dur Usa Kamata. You're talking about that case? That case is different. Hassam, Bagi Mitamri Havi. The guy who owned the land wasn't paying taxes. He was hiding the land from the king, not paying taxes. Havi the Inhu Gufayu lo Havi Yav Taskala Malka. He wasn't paying any taxes to the king. So Malka Omar, the king said, you know what? This is an exception. Man the Yav Taskalechal Ara. You want to acquire this land? Pay off the taxes. You pay off the taxes, you'll get the land. Guy makes the chesed. What are the taxes going to cost me? Less than the price of the land. So I'll come get the land away. I'll pay the taxes. I'll get the land. That doesn't change the rule. The rule is the rule. This one, Rabbi Yosef, you quoted me, so that's an exception. Doesn't apply. Now, so the Rashbam says that Rabbi Yosef, Mustama held that there's no such, that wasn't, the whole premise was untrue. That the king said only, the king never said that. So if you want to argue with the Matthias, that's the Machusadin is, that's why he says, I don't know how to answer Shmuel. The answer is, he didn't hold from this. Of course he holds from the Machusadin, but he didn't hold, this was the Dina the Machusadin. The argument, what is the Dina the Machusadin? Rabbi rejected the whole. Oh, well, the king said only with the star. Not true. So it's not a kash on Shmuel at all. The king never said that. What about this? That was a special thing. The king was all upset. He was upset he wasn't getting paid the taxes. The guy stiffed. The guy's gone. Some innocent Jew bought it. The king says, you know what? You pay off the taxes, you'll get it. This Jew doesn't even know anything about it. He was also fooled. They ripped him off. Now the other Jew comes along. Oh, I'll be smart. I'll pay off the taxes, I'll get the land. King says, yeah, I'm awarding it to him. He's paying me the taxes. That doesn't have anything to do with our Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here because the next story just keeps on going. So we'll stop over here and we will resume tomorrow.